testing. Is that? Yeah, it's right there. It's good. And I know this is going to be a lot more background noise than usual, but because I could be
right here. Yeah.
But that's all good. Dave will clean this up in post production. Dave Gerhardt's doing all the production for it.
Oh, good.
So this is his mic. Anyway, I was meeting with a worship leader, and he said, yeah, I kind of feel like I'm on autopilot. And I was like, bing, 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 bing. All these alarms go off internally, and he was just like he was talking to me about nothing. And so I was like, okay, why is autopilot so bad? What's the danger of autopilot? And then I looked it up, and it, you know, like, there's the first definition is about, like, something you want, like a autopilot on an airplane. Like,
yeah.
That's a good thing. Versus like doing things mindlessly and not paying attention anymore. So
yeah.
I thought it would be interesting just to ask you, because you're like the non-autopilot queen. What feels like you're like really intentional about trying to do stuff a certain way. Like, you probably feel like you're so not autopilot because you're feeling like you are. And you're counteracting that, like, to never be on autopilot.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. So you're planting. This is the first time you've done something like this. So I guess and these are very unscripted, so
yeah,
it's just whatever. But what comes to your mind when you think about autopilot, and how do you are there ways that you counteract that? Because the fertilizer is a lot about the dangers of it or what causes it. But like, so, and there's not a whole, there's some talk about what to do, how to counteract it, but I'm curious, you know, if you counteract it, what you think about in counteracting it, like. It's okay.
It has nothing to do with what we just sang about. And maybe that, for me, that's what autopilot looks like, is me just getting through the song. It's just, I want so much to understand what the song is. I want so much to experience the presence of God in that song. And there are times, like this past Sunday, when I did not have any monitors. We were doing everything acoustically. The only thing was just me and my music director playing the guitar. A sense of presence.
Do you have the room mic turned up at all, or no?
Okay.
It sounds different.
It does.
Then, yeah, for sure.
Because the mix is different in your ears. And
yeah.
But there was I think it's easier for me to rely, and that's what autopilot is for us right now, is to rely on the technology to drive the song, to drive where we're going, which is what we do because we use as much as we can clicks and loops.
Yeah.
That we're following somebody else's pattern instead of ours.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really interesting because I think when I was thinking about autopilot, I was thinking about big picture, generally leading the ministry, and you're talking about it very specifically, like leading a service, you know, and how you go on autopilot in that moment, which is really cool. No, that's great. That's because it's a entirely different nuance than I was thinking of. So I dig it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Who are you? Where are you from?
Nicole Given. I am from Beaver Ridge Church for a new church plant in Hummelstown here.
Cool. Yeah. Thanks so much for spending time with us.
Pleasure.